The Headache and Migraine News Podcast. The latest news and tips for those with headaches, migraine, and cluster headache around the world with health writer and researcher James Cottrell.
Hi, everyone. This is James from Headache and Migraine News. It's good to be with you again. I really am trying to do a podcast once in a while because I know some of you appreciate that. We have something new on our website right now, and that is at Headache and Migraine News in particular, there is a button on the right-hand side of the blog where you can ask questions related to migraine, headache disorders, whatever. And so I actually have received a few questions, and so I thought I'd answer the first few on a podcast because I think that would be a little bit easier. So let's dig into those, and as we talk, maybe you can think of some questions that you have. I can't guarantee I can answer all your questions, and I can't guarantee I'll do it right away. It'll probably take some time, but I will try to get to as many as I can. So the first question was in some ways the most challenging. This is from Anne from the USA, and Anne says, while using the Cephali, I noticed contractions in and behind the eyes. Having high myopia or nearsightedness, I am at risk for retinal detachment. Should this be considered as a possible side effect? So Anne's talking about the Cephali device, which is used for migraine treatment. If you haven't heard of it, there's lots on our site about that. Not too long ago, we did a bit of an update on this device because it has changed a little bit since the original edition came out. So you want to check that out and find information on how to get that and learn more about it. Anyway, this was a challenging question because I had no idea whatsoever. So I decided to check with some of the world's experts in migraine and in migraine as related to eye conditions as well. And I'm actually going to... Normally, I would say who I talked to and what they said, but in this case, I'm not going to because I don't want to get anyone specifically into trouble. I'll mention what one source was, but I very much appreciate the people that answered this question. The answers I got, well, you'll see what I'm talking about. So I did hear from the makers, basically Cephali itself. Okay, this was from a doctor who is in the medical department for Cephali. And the doctor says basically that the device has no action on the eyes or on the retina, and so there's no contraindication, there's no risk, no worries. They did say that you could have this feeling that you mention on the eyes. It is possible, it's going to vary from patient to patient, but as far as any danger whatsoever to the retina, there is no problem. Now, as you all know, we hope that this doctor is being honest and assume that this doctor is being honest. However, we would like to get a little information from someone outside the company. So the first answer I got from a headache specialist, a migraine specialist, is that there's simply no information on the question. And not knowing your age, Anne, this expert said, you know, I would probably recommend caution because I don't know. There's not enough information on this question. Then I talked to someone who has more of a specialty in eye conditions as well as migraine. And also she talked to some other specialists and said, we agree that there shouldn't be a problem. As long as you're using the device as directed, it shouldn't cause retinal detachment. So you shouldn't have anything to worry about. So as you see, I kind of got different answers there, but from what I've heard, I would maybe talk to my eye doctor about it and just see if my eye doctor thought that there was any risk. However, I would be comfortable if it was me and I talked to my eye doctor, I'd probably be comfortable using the device myself if it was helping with migraine. Of course, if it's not really helping well, then it's irrelevant. So I would be comfortable with that for myself. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I can't give direct advice. But those are the answers I got. So, Anne, you can do with that what you wish. All right, the second question. I've got four questions here. So let's get on to number two. Number two is, have you ever heard of silent migraine where the small blood vessels in the eye break and the blood is visible in the eye? I was diagnosed with migraine syndrome in 1997, and my eye looks bloody each time I have an attack. That was Jerry from the United States. Yes, the answer is yes, I have heard of migraine causing redness in the eye. Now, there's a bunch of different issues here. It's not quite that simple. First of all, an actual hemorrhage in the eye, if there are actually blood vessels breaking and there's bleeding in the eye, that is pretty rare. So much more common is inflammation in the eye. It's quite common, as along with congestion, watery eyes. Those kinds of things are very common in migraine. Now, silent migraine, I don't have information on that, but I would guess not as much, because what you're getting basically with the redness in the eye is inflammation that can be in your face and so forth. So I wouldn't think that it would be a thing in silent migraine, but your biggest clue is going to be if this is a temporary thing. So if you're getting a migraine attack, your eye gets red, the migraine attack ends, and the redness in the eye resolves, obviously there is a connection with migraine there. Now, you're saying, Jerry, that you were diagnosed in 1997. Obviously, that's 20 years ago. A lot has changed. I would make sure that you've talked to your eye doctor, and as well that you have checked again with your medical records, with a doctor that knows your medical records, with a doctor, or preferably with a migraine specialist, just to update your diagnosis, just to see maybe what if it's just migraine that you have, if there's something else. And of course, ideally, if you can go to an eye doctor when you're actually having this condition, when your eye is red, your eye doctor can take a look and see exactly what's happening. There are some other conditions that can kind of, in some ways, be similar to migraine that might cause this, or there might be something going along with the migraine. Again, normally red eyes with migraine is something you generally want to treat the migraine as a whole. So you take whatever treatment is necessary to solve the migraine problem, and then the eye problem goes away. But it is possible that there is another condition that's causing problems here. So I would be sure, again, go to your eye doctor and go to a migraine specialist if you can, and just see what's going on. If it was just kind of a red eye when you had a migraine attack, again, fairly common, I wouldn't be too worried. But the fact that this is silent migraine, for those that don't know, that would be a migraine without headache. Because it's a silent migraine, and because it may possibly be rupture of a blood vessel, that is a little more cause for concern. Hopefully, again, nothing serious, but again, it's worth checking out. So that was question number two. Question number three, one more from the USA. This is from Fadia, if I'm saying your name correctly. Every single time I do yoga, I wake up the next morning with a vicious migraine, which lasts 2 days. Is it general physical exertion or the strain on my neck and shoulders? I am too scared to do yoga again. Yeah, I can understand that. With 2 days of migraine symptoms, yes, that would definitely be worth being concerned about. So, first of all, you're asking, could it just be the exertion? It could just be the exertion. If this is something unusual, for example, yeah, every couple of months I do a really intense yoga session, that would go with any kind of exercise. If you're going from zero to something really intense every once in a long while, yes, you're with migraine patients, anything out of the ordinary seems to be able to trigger a migraine. So yeah, any kind of sudden changes to your body, that can cause problems. So yes, it could be. Now, if this is something you do, now I'm assuming it's not from what you've said, but if this is something you're doing regularly, three times a week, whatever. Probably not a physical exertion issue, but yeah. This is why it's really good for migraine patients to get moving, but get moving slowly. You don't decide on January 1st you're going to go to the gym for 2 hours every day and, you know, start on January 2nd. And that just usually doesn't work for most people with migraine. So you start slow, work your way up, try and be as consistent as you can. So, yeah, there's obviously lots of other things that could be involved here. You might want to, there's lots of other exercises and stretches that you can do. You might want to try something else. Again, start slow and try something else and find something that's not going to cause as many problems. Hopefully you can find something like that. Other options are just be sure you do a proper warm-up, cool-down whenever you're doing any kind of exercise. Make sure you're hydrated. Make sure you're eating properly. If you're concerned that there could be an issue with just kind of how your body is working as far as nerves, muscles, bones, things like that, wouldn't hurt to see a physiotherapist or something like that and talk to them and just see how your movement is, how your body is aligned and things like that. Again, just some things to think about. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give direct advice, but I can point you to some doctors that might help to give you some suggestions. All right, one more question. This is a common one from Christy in the United Kingdom. Hi, I'm a migraine sufferer. I tried all the medication for migraine, but I never get relieved. What is next? Well, Christy, I certainly understand this one. I was a part of I was going to a headache clinic many years ago and was even part of university studies and things like that, and went to see this doctor for a while, and this is a specialist, and the specialist eventually said to me, well, you know, you've kind of tried everything. Now, he didn't actually say that in so many words. What he said more specifically was, you've tried all of the main categories of migraine medication that I would try with you, but what he was communicating was basically, I don't know what to do next. And when a migraine specialist neurologist at a headache clinic, a respected headache clinic, is telling you that, it's kind of discouraging and you don't exactly know where to go next. So yeah, I understand your frustration. It is exhausting trying different medications and treatments, and doubly exhausting when you are not getting any kind of relief. And there are many, many people, I'm sure, listening to this podcast that are saying, yeah, been there. Yep, I am there. I understand. So you're definitely not alone, Christy. That being said, if someone's telling you that you've tried everything, they're wrong. Now, if you're 107 and you've been trying different treatments since birth, maybe, but doubtful. There are so many treatments out there today, so many different possibilities, so many different combinations, that in order to give them a decent try, it's just not possible in a lifetime. Now, yes, you can try a lot of the main ones, you can try a lot of the major ones. As many specialists have pointed out, even if you're trying, let's talk about one specific drug. I'm trying this one specific drug and it's not working. Sometimes even trying a different brand, like a generic versus brand name, sometimes even that will make a difference. But taking that medication in combination with something else can make a difference. Trying a different medication in the same class, like a different triptan, sometimes that makes all the difference. And so considering you need to try a lot of treatments, a lot of doctors recommend like 3 months, that kind of thing, you've got a lot of possibilities. Now, that's not necessarily a help when you think about how do I choose what to do next. And of course, that's what I try to help you with the information on the website. My first encouragement to you, well, I've already said you're not alone, and I understand how exhausting and frustrating and discouraging this is. If you have a doctor who is kind of throwing up their hands and saying, I give up, I don't know what to do, you do need to find another doctor. You need to find a specialist who can really work with you and who is not going to give up. And I've heard a lot of migraine specialists out there that say, hi, I'm here to help you, and we're going to keep working on this until we solve it, period. That's the kind of doctor you need. So I really, really encourage you. I know there's lots of issues with getting to a doctor, with paying for a doctor, but that is really something that you need to consider. You mentioned in your question, you tried all the medication for a migraine. You are hopefully aware that there's a lot of excellent treatments that are not medications. I'm thinking of hopefully one of the first things you tried if you have chronic migraine is magnesium, which is a supplement, a mineral. But that's just an example of many other supplements and combinations of supplements you can try. Biofeedback, physiotherapy, changing your eating habits, physiotherapy, movement therapy. These are all things that are, the list can go on, trust me. These are all excellent and well-proven treatments that you can try that have nothing to do with medication. And, of course, there's lots of medications and combinations that you can try as well. So I will try to put some information maybe in the show notes that you can check out. There's a page on the website called How to Treat a Migraine, which just goes through really quickly some of the things that you need to know, some of the things you need to work through as you try to treat a migraine attack. So, Christy, don't give up. There may be times to take a break from treatments. I know it can be totally exhausting to go through all this, and sometimes you just need to wait 2, 3, 4 weeks. But I do encourage you to keep going, keep trying. Find a doctor who can help you. Do your research. You've got to be your own advocate, as many people have said, and try to find answers. There are answers. There are excellent treatments. And myself, speaking for myself and probably for the majority of people, if not all of them listening, we hope that you can find some relief very, very soon. All right. That's all the questions I'm going to take the time to answer today. This has already been, I think we're going to be getting up close to 20 minutes here. I hope this has been a help to you. And again, if you have questions that you would like answered, you can go to headacheandmigrainenews.com and click that little button. These are general responses. They're not specific responses to as far as medical advice, but they are general responses that I hope can help a lot of people and at least point you in the right direction so that you can find some help. Thanks for your questions. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.